Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Last time on Lawful Stupid.
The Grand Magus places his hand on the ground, seeing the attack coming, and you watch all of those rings that were below you start to light up. And there's like this static electricity, like you can feel the lightning, you can feel the air start to vibrate as Darling shuts that shit down.
Time is a biodomain.
You see a look of panic on the Grand Magus's face as Gorp lays down another breath weapon. And there's essentially nothing left of him.
Does Avia poof?
Avia's gone. You guys did it.
Yes!
You guys did it. You guys saved the Sapphire Seas. You saved countless other doors. You condemned doors that were already lost.
Oof.
But you did it. You defeated the Grand Magus. The cavern almost echoes in silence as this breath weapon fades and nothing is left of the Grand Magus. The energy he has consumed has dissipated out into the world. Gorp has grown another set of water wings. But as the silence envelops you. The fight is over. Your struggle is over. Your adventure, your journey, your pain has come to an end. And you're left in that cavern. What do you guys do next?
I think after the fight, after we kind of do the celebration and the victory laps and take a moment to let it suck in, to let it all sink in, I would be fussing with Warp. I would be, you know, messing with the saddle, making sure, you know, checking to make sure you didn't have any boo-boos.
Well, we need to find the cradle.
Well, isn't that at the Time Temple, or?
The Grand Magus had it.
No more!
Yeah, there's a no body. Gesture to ground.
I mean, there's a nuclear shadow where he used to be.
Yes.
We can see if we can find the window.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he used that window thing so he could, like, travel and stuff, right?
Yes.
With the Time Cradle? Yeah.
Oh, it goes back to his tower.
All right, well, do you know where his tower is?
Like I said, let's see if we can find the window in here.
Yeah, it's probably close, right? So it would be here. He was here. He probably wouldn't be just walking to this point. I bet she's right.
We look around for the window.
So you guys examine the cavern, and you don't find a window. You don't find any type of entrance to this tower. And smash cut, far into the distance, we see a crumbling tower. As he fades, it fades. Smash cut back to you guys.
All right, Gorp. A deal's a deal. Spit out Cassio. I said I'd bring him back when we was done. We're done.
All right. So you spit Cassie out?
I set the gem on the ground. I wipe off the dwarf slobber.
Yeah, Cassiel
kind of burns.
Stands above the gem or whatever. Or I guess he stands. He is the gem. And he says,
it's a little tight in there. Good to be back, though.
Good. We did it, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely did it. There's no guessing.
We definitely did it. But I still no idea where the time cradle is.
You see Cassiel looks over. Pretty sure it's gone. Which isn't a bad thing. Probably shouldn't have existed before.
Yeah, because somebody else like the Grand Magus is going to just come around trying to undo something again, you know? Matter of time. Oh, matter of time!
Yeah, you guys want to drain another door to bring me back? I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Why are you guys powered by the doors anyway? That's not...
We're not typically, like, kind of a first, really. Usually our
not their
energy,
intended use.
Usually our energy dissipates over time and one of these gems brings us back. You guys just kind of sped up the process, to be honest.
Okay.
Kind of how I feel about it. Mixed feelings. Glad to be back.
So, just to be clear, y'all can't really be destroyed.
Yes, we could, but you'd have to go essentially find all of our seeds or gems and just keep them from coming back, like destroying them. Essentially, our energy dissipates and we find another world to call home, and the fear there is that if we all are destroyed, what happens? Because we don't know.
I got a favor to ask you, Cassio. Can we borrow a little bit of that power? I know we kind of just fought like a whole battle to make sure that your power wasn't used and abused. So it feels kind of silly for me to ask. But like you said, it's about going home. And well, unless we can charge our door back up, we don't have one.
He sits and he thinks for a moment. You know, I don't think it's a good idea for me to charge the door back up. I have some important work to do, but I bet the proprietor or the Sapphire Dragon, my sister, would be willing to help.
She just got back. Yeah, I mean... Gwarp?
We can always just ask.
Gwarp, do me a favor, spit out the proprietor.
Yeah, you spit him out and the proprietor goes,
Oh, you guys did an excellent job. Oh, it's good to be back in my own body. Oh, good work.
Gwarp, I was keeping them in your belly in case like they didn't want to help and I was going to strong arm, but that feels mean. Go ahead and spit them all out. They haven't seen their sister in who knows how long. You spit them all out.
Yeah, and you do. And so Gorp spits out.
Keep winning there.
Damn it.
Keep winning there.
Gorp spits out the sapphire dragon, and before you forms that same elegant, beautiful elf-looking figure that was on the beach before. And then Balamair gets spit out as well. And so he reforms.
You should get Wen back out too.
I just don't want to hear his mouth. He's going to have so much to say about all this.
Here, watch,
we can wait
watch.
Till after the discussions and then we spit him out.
No, bring him back out. He'll be more bitter.
All right.
As soon as he comes out, I want Darling to put her finger right on his lip to be like, shh, don't talk.
He manifests into a shush.
I do want to point out that he doesn't really have like a mouth on his mask, but yeah, you do it.
Right where his mouth would be.
Yeah, I get you. Mm-hmm. Where his mouth would be. Mm-hmm. He just kind of gives you like these like almost like furrowed brow look. Hmm?
Just wait a moment.
The amount of physical comedy Dwayne's giving right now really lost to all the audio listeners as he moves his eyes back and forth disquieted Wynn.
Wynn is just frustrated at the silence. I mean, that's not his bag at all. So he just... And so the whole room is filled with silence.
Goron's gone. Could we ask for a favor and some help to charge the door back up again?
I know it's a lot to ask, but...
The proprietor looks around and he looks at his sister, who has been gone a long time, and Cassiel, who has been gone a long time. And he says...
Well, I suppose I've been around here the longest. I suppose it's only fair for me. Honestly, I'm pretty sure if I'd take school, I'm the one who's died the less, so... Yeah, sure, why not?
I appreciate you, buddy. Oh, man, you are not going to regret this. When you remanifest, Goron is one of the coolest planes out there. You're going to love it, dude.
I hope so.
You'll want to try Gus's food.
Oh, yeah.
And you, Cassiel says, oh yeah, he's going to dip you in the best soup. The best.
He's going to what?
Don't knock it till you try.
It's not important. And so our, what else we got before our intrepid heroes move on?
I mean, I'm heading back to the door with the proprietor. I don't know. Darling, Osiris, are we... I mean, I'm going back home to Goron.
I think...
I don't know about you.
She'll look around the cavern, and then over to Osiris, then back to you. Like, I still have no idea where Toddy is. I thought he'd be with the Grand Magus, but...
Yeah. Getting roped into saving Daddy Derringer and dealing with his escapades, that's more like a you and like a Gus and, you know, RIP Kato kind of thing. I was in it for the dragons.
Maybe his boyfriend Osiris, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely, if Osiris said that he was going to spend the rest of his life going door to door trying to seek down his lost love, I would believe that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I've had enough of this from the very first time we came into the garden that we came down the giant stairs. I'm very tired. Now, I do want to pick back up, like, finding people who are lost and the kids who are alone. I feel like if he's not there to do it, he did us a solid at some point, and we were all given a home. And so... I need to go back to Goron and take up that mantle, find people who are alone, and give them a home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's important. There should always be a place out there for kids like us.
I'm gonna as you say that, kind of like put my arms around you. Or both of you, bro and sis.
Yeah, I bring it in.
Yeah.
Niece and nephew.
Niece and nephew.
Or it's family. Son, daughter, whatever it is.
Breath you.
Now you're my kids.
Family. You're mine now? It's finders keepers, as it were?
Well, I mean, you were the ones taking the photos all the time, so...
Daddy Ozzy. It's got a ring to it.
All right, down here. And I'll break off the... I say, proprietor.
He'd still be a derringer.
Get us
Uncle
back
Ozzy's
home,
always been a cooler. You should stay uncle, even though you're in charge.
Yeah.
Osiris' last name is Derringer. He picks it up.
Yep. What is it?
Now it is.
No.
Okay. Osiris Craggle Derringer.
When he picks up the mantle.
If you told me that after you guys got to a certain stage, you put a hyphen in your name and added Derringer, I would not be surprised.
It's Osiris. It's OCD. I'm OCD now. Osiris Craggle Derringer.
I love that.
Yes. I like it. Good time.
So we fast forward to Darling and Osiris and Drake and Gorp and the proprietor outside the door to Goron.
Is Wen coming?
Do you want Wen in this scene?
No,
do you really?
It's his home.
I mean, so Wen and Bellamy are just standing on either side solemnly.
Like statues.
I just imagine they would be waiting for it to actually be restored.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Versus like going into the corridors again.
Fair enough.
It's a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
So the proprietor stands in front of the door to Gordon and goes, "To be clear, this is what I'm. This one right here, right? I don't want to juice up the wrong door.
I quadruple check it."
Yeah, trace the lines and see the heroes of all our stories that we recognize. And be like, yeah.
As I pass Kristoff's little silhouette, I kiss him.
Yeah, and Bellamere says, "Oh, yeah, that's definitely me right there. So this is the right door,
the handsome one. You see that? That's me.
This is the door."
So the proprietor turns to you three specifically and says, "Thank you. Without you three, the Sapphire Seas would be no more. My sister would still be somewhere in the corridors. And Cassie, I can't wait to see him again." And he places his hand on the door, and slowly his color begins to fade, and he begins to vanish. And as he does so, the door charges back up. You see these colors, this stained glass, all of these stories. You see the Guardians of Goron, and atop the Guardians of Goron, you see Declan Derringer and a dozen or so of his children at the top of this beautifully painted, articulated stained glass door. And I assume you go in.
Yes, sir.
You guys return to Goron. It is its home. And we move along. We move along to see Osiris walking down this long pathway filled with cherry blossoms on both sides. And we see as Osiris stands in front of the Declan or the Derringer estate that we started our adventure from. What do you think Osiris does first as he takes over this mantle?
I think that he reaches inside
inside the mantle and looks for a letter, first of all.
Oh, you literally mean he goes inside.
Yeah, okay. You mean like the mantle? You mean like, oh, you meant mantle as a responsibility?
I meant like the mantle as in like this responsibility, not he walks inside okay. The fucking...
Hey, don't say the word mantle.
We leave letters in the mantle, Dwayne.
That's yeah. Our thing.
I know that, but that's... I literally said he walked... fine. Yeah, I like it. You go searching for letters.
I start searching for letters. I think he doesn't find any, right? That's the thing, is he's hopeful that... There's another adventure to be had. There's another secret that we're going to be out looking to find answers to. And he just starts to clean. I think maybe some of the kids are trickling in. I don't know what time frame, or if we came right back to where, you know, kind of things picked up. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of empty rooms still. Too many empty rooms that need to be filled. And so you'll see him start tinkering on some of these necklaces to be made right that always point to the Derringer estate. So he's making a whole bunch of these as he sets out, you know, to find more orphan kids.
And I, Osiris, we cut to the sunset. And in the back of this Derringer estate, in a somewhat secluded garden, Osiris, I imagine, and I'll let you pick, some type of marker or tombstone or tribute to Declan Derringer that you could at least acknowledge his passing or his absence. What does that look like for Osiris?
Shoot. Trying to think something very, very meaningful, but I think it's almost too much. I almost think that there should be a book that's on a pedestal that's protected from the elements, right? It's maybe encased or something. And what it is it is full of blank pages for people to come and write the stories of their own adventures into this book for him to read if he ever comes back.
That's good. And we leave Osiris to take on the mantle, take on the Derringer estate to further his name and cause. Smash cut to Drake and Gwarp. You two have tasted, or especially Gwarp, have tasted a power unlike any other. And I think you guys are just honestly exploring Goron, trying to get back to that speed, that intensity. And there's this time where you're essentially weaving through mountains, and you guys come off, and you like to skim the water and stuff like that. And you guys find yourselves face to face with the Sapphire Dragon. In her elven form, just floating above the water, and you almost like to have to hard stop, like right in front of her. I didn't mean to scare you. I apologize.
No harm. That's Gus. One second. Awesome, no harm at all. How you doing? It's me, Drake, with a southern accent.
Well, I'm doing quite well. I can see I can see Goron is doing well. But you know, I was talking to Cassie, and this whole ordeal has really brought to light a problem we have. One that I think you and Gwarp there might be able to help us with. While we're powerful in our own right, all seven of us, when one
is defeated, destroyed, we vanish. We scatter. It's really hard for us to get back together. We were thinking it might be necessary to have a caretaker, as it were. Somebody who can reunite us. Almost. I think caretaker is quite the right word. Would you and Gorp like to do that? Would you like to go through these different doors looking for our brothers and sisters?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I do. I would love to help.
Good. And she hands you a smaller, albeit relatively identical, gem. And she says, we don't really know where we came from, the seven of us. And we've never tried to do anything like this before. But I imagine, with enough time, enough service, you could be one of us too, albeit minor. You could be our caretaker for the years and centuries to come.
I tell you, I can't think of a safer place in this world or any other than right in Gorp's tummy.
And she kind of giggles.
You know what? Had I not been there, I wouldn't have agreed with you, but it was pretty safe and warm. Well, there's no time like the present. The Grand Magus, he scattered our brothers and sisters. So, when you're ready.
I'm ready.
And that's where we fade. This watercolor, almost painting-esque picture of Gorp and Drake floating above the ocean, talking to the mortal form of the Sapphire Dragon. Then we smash cut over to the outside of the Time Temple. This almost inconceivably large temple in a pocket universe in its own right. And we're pulled into the center of the temple, into the altar, the same location where Darling first rewound time, first took up this mantle. And you're standing in front of this altar, and across from you stands Cassiel. And he says, well, thank you for coming. I suppose it's about time then.
Yeah, it's always time.
Yesterday, tomorrow, sometimes Thursday, but more importantly, it's time for you to help. It's time for you to do your part.
I figured.
You're a Time Lord. And you've had no training whatsoever.
Oh no, not any bit at all. Sometimes I think it's yesterday and 5 days into the future. Maybe a year.
And something you should know is that this isn't the only Time Temple. There are a handful scattered throughout the corridors, at least that I've discovered.
Is it just you, or is there others?
I have met a few other Time Lords. But I want you to take charge of them. I want you to unite them. And I want you to safeguard time. And what I mean by that, he kind of smirks. Don't let another crazy fucker try to change time. Let it lay out the way it was intended to be. Or who knows? But this rewinding of clocks, maybe we shouldn't even do it.
It messes things up. It's not great.
So is this something you're willing to do?
Well, yeah. Wouldn't want another Grand Magus coming about. And I'm pretty sure my brother messed up his time with us by trying to go back for his. It's not for those weak-minded, weak-willed. If we want to keep moving forward, then we have to stop going back and turning the pages.
That's wonderful news. Well, your training starts now.
Can I have a break every 5 years?
What is this, Davy Jones Locker? Of course. you can pause time eventually. We just don't want to rewind it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, sounds good.
And our vision, it changes, it fades. We go from the time temple to a darkness. And we find ourselves in the corridors, just outside the door to Goron. And our view shifts as we see these tables that exist in between the doors, and these doors that go rows by rows by rows. And at first, our viewpoint slowly travels, and you see these doors. You see the Sapphire Seas. You see Novaterra. You see doors that were cracked and destroyed, and slowly it speeds up, and we're going further down the corridors, and then it hard stops. And as we do, we see this. These doors that are almost corrupted, almost twisted. And as we travel through these doors, our vision shifts once more. And there's this world on the brink of destruction. You can see the sky is filled with a jade green energy. You can hear the roar of pain echoing through this world. And as we see this barren landscape, this imagery of hopelessness, we see the figure of Declan Derringer standing, looking forward to his next adventure. And that's where we're going to end campaign 4.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You're welcome.
Hell yeah,
it's
Dwayne.
Been a good time. Good adventure.
You would say it's good. It's been a good time, you Time Lord, you.
It's been a good dragon, Dwayne.
Shane, can we roll for Wounded Warriors, please?
Yeah, coming to you right now. One roll for Wounded Warrior.
Which is what we all are right now, because Daddy Danger's still missing.
That's going to be a six. Six-a-rooney-dooney.
Six! There's a fucking six!
One for every Danger child that died in the making of this campaign.
It's probably true.
Pretty close.
And as we wrap up campaign four and the way I end episodes, one day I will die and I will be forever immortalized by this silly, silly but heartwarmingly fun podcast we do. I would like to pass on wisdom to all the children, but more specifically my children. And so, Abon, what is the last bit of wisdom you would like to pass on?
Hug your dad whenever you can. Or whatever parent.
Even if he's dead, kids. Go find his corpse.
Yeah, yeah, hug the headstone, whatever you need.
Yeah, exactly. Visit me. Shane.
You should, get a dog. You should always have one.
Mm.
Just always have a dog.
Yeah, I fucking love that.
That's just, if you want to be happier in life, you should always have a dog where you live.
That's true. Devin.
Take naps. They're not just for kids.
They're also for dogs.
And dads.
Yeah, full circle. Everybody, if it has a dad, it must take a nap.
If it takes a nap, it must have dogs. A dog. Yep. If there's a dog that takes naps, it needs to have a dad. Full circle.
And if it has a dad, it has a butthole. And if it has a butthole, we can
kill
it.
No, not this again.
Or sometimes there's
a
picture.
My final bit of wisdom is, you were meant to climb the mountain, not carry it.
It's a good one.
As we always say,
we love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Darling wandered the Hall of the Corridors, a place where all of time and no time met, but it was now somewhere no longer quiet and daunting. She waved to a being who roamed the halls of yesterday, as well as the one who traversed tomorrow. But right now, she was the one whose eyes traced the various stories of far-off worlds as she walked on by. It was fun reading the doors and peering at what time had to offer, learning the tales that have been told and what we're unfolding into. Momentarily, she paused at a door, a minor frown forming. Many worlds seemed to face similar problems. The stained glass not as vibrant, the panes fading in color. This one had two suns, a moon, the ocean, a few dragons, godlike fairies, and heroes. All of them scattered the tapestry of their story, while black wisps crawled at the edges. Her palm gently rests on the more recent etchings, one figure with raven-colored hair still vibrant and holding onto a dim light. Her head lightly bows as she mutters, "Good luck. May someone take up the mantle and save your world." However, she doesn't stay there long. Or maybe it was a while. Eventually, her wandering led her to a door of the world she called home. The heroes, the gods, her family all etched in, all having made a mark on the world of Goron. A few cracks in the glass, but still vibrant with everyone's stories. One day they'll figure out how to repair it, but maybe that was a task of other heroes that will one day discover the corridors. She doesn't sit in the thought for long and pulls out a wooden box on a stand from her pocket dimension, placing it right next to the door. Soon she was filling it with a downpour of letters, all stamped with a blue wax seal of the Derringer crest. One to Drake and Gorp Derringer, the rest with Toddy across the top. Afterwards, she waves her fan that was decorated with ever-changing maps over the new hallway addition to create a bubble so time would not turn the items to dust. Who knows if it would ever reach their intended person? Her eight tails brush against the lumber as she turns to leave. However, she pauses with a sigh and gingerly takes out a folded paper from her breast pocket of her leather jacket. It was written all over, the creases remembering well the many times of unfolding and refolding. To my Toddy, I know we haven't spoken in a while. I've failed to write. For that, I'm sorry. I've kept on your past adventures, well, as best as I can, but I'm busy learning how to manage time, so I only catch glimpses and moments right now. I don't want to break the world by visiting you then. I do miss performing in front of an audience, but understanding my power should probably come first. While you've been gone, Drake, Uncle Ozzy, and I save Goron from threat beyond the doors like any heroic adventurer would do. It makes me wonder if it was the Grand Magus who was the one on your tail to find the gems in the door. I've also started a thing called the Fates. Basically, a bunch of time manipulators making sure that someone like Maggie doesn't try to restart time to redo the entirety of any and all worlds. They've also taken to calling me Destiny now, but I suppose because they're new additions to my family, it's an acceptable nickname. Even Cassiel has joined in and called me his heart's tempo. So there's that. Everyone thinks you're dead because of the Grand Magus, but I don't believe so. So if you are alive, you should come back home and say hi every once in a while. If you catch one of the Fates in the corridors, just tell them who you are and when you need to be, and they can take you to the reunions. I mean, why start it and then just stop attending? I'll be going to everyone for the rest of the time. Just so you know. If any important lesson is to be learned from you, Toddy, is that we should keep on going forward, since there's always a new adventure right on ahead. So hurry up and come home. Everyone wants to share their adventures with you too. Love, darling.